The two co-defendants are accused of misusing government resources and staffers for Melvin's state Supreme Court campaigns in 2003 and 2009. There are also counts of conspiracy, official oppression, and tampering with evidence. Both defense teams said Melvin's judicial staff completed their necessary work in a timely fashion, something they said would be impossible if the district attorney's charges of misused government resources were true. The jury of three men and nine women were asked by Melvin's defense lawyer, Patrick Casey, to look for the North Star of hard work and respect for the law. He said his client's judicial staff testified to Melvin's hard work during the campaign years, and her respect for the law was demonstrated when she reimbursed the state for phone and hotel expenses. Janine Ori's lawyer, James DePasquale, said his client should not be on trial. He argued she was just a secretary and asked the jury if she was anything more than collateral damage, who is on trial for having the Ori name. Assistant District Attorney Lawrence Klaus disagreed with that and said Janine Ori was more of a manager, not merely a secretary. I'm Emily Farah, 90.5 WESA News.